From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey calls for a ground operation to end the war in Syria. A Turkish official said his country is pushing for the involvement of the U.S. and other allies in ground operations against the Islamic State group. Also, the United Nations announced Tuesday that aid convoys are being sent to besieged towns in Syria. A U.N. spokeswoman said she believed the government of Syria has approved access to seven areas. The United Nations says the Syrian government is given permission to deliver aid to those areas. Turkey, meanwhile, is determined to ignore calls for an end to its attacks on Kurdish forces in Aleppo. Dorian Jones has more.
Turkish artillery shelled forces of the Kurdish YPG militia in northern Syria for a fourth day. Russia is set to raise the issue Tuesday at the UN Security Council, a move dismissed by Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu. Russia is bombing hospitals and schools, and then it's referring Turkey to the United Nations Security Council to take measures for its border security, Davutoğlu said. He added, "What an attitude." The Turkish Prime Minister also repeated his threat against the Syrian Kurds, saying we will do what is necessary if they continue to advance. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Candidates in Uganda are holding their final rallies ahead of the country's presidential and legislative elections, scheduled for Thursday. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit focused Tuesday on long-term peace, security, and prosperity for Southeast Asia. U.S. President Barack Obama hosted the talks for a second day in California. Mr. Obama is seeking to develop a leadership role within ASEAN, which he sees as key to the U.S. rebalance to the Asia-Pacific. This is VOA News. The United Nations has confirmed that its representative in Iraq's Diyala province, missing since last April, was murdered. Amr al-Qaisi's body was discovered in November. It was only this week that it could be positively identified. Pope Francis said Mass for Mexican priests, nuns, and seminarians Tuesday in the state of Michoacán. Francis offered words of encouragement to Mexican clergy as they try to minister to a country racked by drug violence and corruption. The Pope urged Mexico's clergy not to resign themselves to a society dominated by drug-fueled violence and corruption. Senior European Union leaders are expressing their commitment to help Britain remain in the bloc before a two-day summit that opens Thursday. British Prime Minister David Cameron won a commitment from European Parliament President Martin Schulz that the legislative body will do its utmost to back any fair deal on the reforms being sought by Mr. Cameron.
I gave to the Prime Minister a clear signal for our commitment in the European Parliament to be as constructive as necessary and as possible, that we try to find a fair compromise.
EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said Tuesday the bloc is not planning for any British departure. A lawyer says four American journalists held in Bahrain have been released and are due to fly out of the country. The journalists had been charged with illegally assembling with the intent to commit a crime. Police said the four entered the country last week and performed journalistic activities without permission, in addition to other unspecified illegal acts. The journalists went to Bahrain to cover the anniversary of that nation's pro-democracy protests. President Barack Obama says the U.S. Constitution is pretty clear when it comes to vacancies on the Supreme Court. He says the Senate is to consider whoever the president nominates. The president told reporters in Rancho Mirage, California, Tuesday that he challenges anyone to give him a plausible rationale why the Senate would refuse to hold a hearing on his choice to replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Republican, says he will refuse to hold hearings on Mr. Obama's nominee. He says the next president should be the one that makes an appointment. Former United Nations Secretary General Boutros Boutros-Ghali has died. He was 93. Boutros-Ghali was the sixth Secretary General of the United Nations. Prosecutors in Germany say it was human error that caused that fatal head-on train crash in Bavaria last week. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.